Welcome everybody, Shir number 764, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question brings down, we're going through Simon Kuf Samach Zion, like we mentioned a while back, and it's just the various different interesting questions which come up in reference to the Hamoitzi and the bread itself. Like we mentioned in the past, that we finished with the Netilas Yadayim, the bracha, the drying the hands, and the sfeikus when somebody has the interruptions, when somebody could interrupt in the middle. Okay, we spoke about all that. Now we're in the middle of the procedure of when one has the bread and they're making the bracha, how to work with it. We spoke a little bit about some interruptions, how to work as far as that goes between the bracha and the hamaitzi. But now we're talking just some interesting other halachas that's brought down in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin in conjunction with the hamaitzi and the bread. So one in Sif Yud, Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud, brings down the Mechaber and says, let's say somebody made a shahakal. They made a shahakal on the bread. Good, I washed, I made the Netilas Yadayim, everything wonderful. Whatever, I got mixed up, I got confused, I made a shahakal on the bread. Am I yoytze b'diavad l'chatchila? What's the story? What about a mezonos? Somebody made a mezonos. Borim mean a mezonos. Somebody made a mezonos on the bread. The Bir Halacha talks about, I washed, good, I made the Netilas Yadayim, everything wonderful. I sat down, and now I made a borim mean a mezonos. So what do I do now, right? And am I yotze? Am I not yotze? So just to start off, as far as shahakal goes, now we want to keep in mind, l'chatchila, obviously, l'chatchila, one has to make a hamotzi, right? That's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody made a mistake. I slipped, I didn't realize, I thought, whatever, I wasn't thinking, like we spoke about last year, somebody is not even sure if they made the hamotzi at all. But in this case, I know I made a shahakal, or I know I made a mezonos. So it tells us the Mechaber, interesting enough, that the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud, im b'malkam berachas hamotzi, if in the place of the hamotzi, berach shahakal, nihiyad bedvarai, somebody made the bracha of shahakal nihiyad bedvarai, they would be yaitza. They would be yaitza. So it's interesting to note that, so comes along the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Nun Gimel, and he says, they will be yotze b'diavad, obviously b'diavad, right? Post facto, as they say. But aval l'chatchila, you can't do that, right? Initially, I can't, not even preferably over here, but we're going to say, initially I sit down and I want to make my brachi, make a hamotzi. But b'diavad, they made the shahakal on the bread, they would be yotze. Because in general, we say shahakal covers for any food. Again, in cases whereby one made a mistake. But a person has to be extremely, extremely careful to make the right bracha. Okay, so now, and we'll see what to do. We'll try and get to the Sefer HaSolach, is how he explains it. What about a mezonos, right? If somebody made a mezonos, I sat down, I didn't chop, I thought I made a hamotzi, I realized, oh, one second, I just made a mezonos on my bread, right? I washed, Netil Sadaim, everything good, I made a mezonos. So tells us the Bir Halacha, in Sif Katan, in Divya Masko, B'makam, Birchas Hamotzi, tells us the Bir Halacha, Vim Beirach, Bar Min Mezonos, somebody made a Bar Min Mezonos on the bread, Das Harbe Achroinim, the Yotze B'diyah. Again, the Eved, post facto, one will be Yaitz according to many Achroinim. This is not what we do, but somebody made a mistake. There will be Yaitz according to many Achroinim. Elio Rabba, he brings Am Shem Adrisha, he brings the Birchas Baramina Mazonis, he bracha Kaileles, it's like a Kloliistic, like a general bracha, Kamai Shahakal. It's sort of similar to the bracha of Shahakal, that's sort of like a general bracha. Okay, on these type of things, it's mazon, it's sustenance. You're making a bracha of sustenance, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for general sustenance. The yoytzi al kol davar, and also these achroinim would hold also yoytzi al kol davar. One would be yoytzi taka on anything with the mazon. It's like a sustenance type of a bracha. The chol milei mezan, he says zayin chutz b'mayim v'melach, but it would not help you for water or for salt. Because those things are not mazon. Those things don't really give you any sustenance. Okay, and then he brings us down from the chayyadim and so on. Okay, so now just to read real quickly from the Sefer Yitzhak Halachis, how he brings it down. Our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Lamed Tes. He says, "Maisa, that's what we said." Emtah Berach Al Pas B'Makom Hamoitzi Bar Minim Zayin. Somebody made a Bar Minim Zayin, or even Bar Pri Adama, possibly Yesh Dayas Beinu Achreinim Em Yatzav Emtah. Somebody made a mistake. Berach Hashahakol. They made a Shahakol. Ziyatzav Lekuli Yamad Al Kol. The Al Hakol Im Amar Shahakol is Yatzav. And everything a person would be Yatzav with Shahakol. But obviously, Avalachatchila Ein Lasais Ein lasis kind of, obviously, initially, preferably, one is not supposed to do that. One, that's not how we make el yivarech berchasei haroi la, you have to make the regular bracha. So let's say they started making, they said shahakol niyam advar, but they caught themselves. So, person, they catch themselves, valkein im nizka b'ta usay, toich kadei dibra. So, as we know in general, if somebody's making a bracha and they started to say the wrong bracha, I have my bread, I'm about to eat, I'm holding on to my roll, and I say shahakol niyam advar, if it's within the amount of time it takes to say shalom alecha rebbe, those three words, toich kadei dibra, as we say, yachazer laimra moitzi lecha min haaretz. For example, I'm holding my bread, about to take a bite. Baruch Atah Hashem Alekein Machalam Shahakol Ne'eh Bedvar. Oh, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Oh, so you end off with Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and if you're able to do it within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, those three words, that short period of time, so then that's what one should do. The same thing by mizonis. Let's say I'm holding my bread and I'm about to say Baruch Atah Hashem Alekein Malchalam Borei Mina Mizonis. Oh, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So that would be good. Within that amount of time, you catch your mistake, and within the amount of time it takes the person to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe Toich Dei Dibur, you catch your mistake quickly. You end off with Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, even though you said Shahakol Nei Bedvari, even though you said Borei Mina Mizonis. Within those three words, Toich Dei Dibur. In other words, it's just a time frame. The amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, just regular Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Within that time frame, you catch yourself. You say Hamoitzi Alecha Min Haaretz. You don't have to say over the whole bracha. You just Baruch Atah Hashem Alekein Machalam Borei Mina Mizonis Hamoitzi Alecha Min Haaretz. And you finish with that. As long as you catch yourself within that amount of time, it would also be good. Now, so good. So let's say somebody did not catch themselves. Good. So if you catch yourself, right, you say, like we said, Shakal Nibavari, oh, Maitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Fine. So then you're good within Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So let's say somebody didn't catch themselves. They made the Shahakal, they made the Baruch Mina Mizonis or whatever, and they started eating. Fine. So what one should do brings down the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos. They should stop and try, like we said last time. It's just like a person has a suffix if they made the bracha or not. They should try and have somebody else be yaitzi them again. If they see somebody else that's making a maitzi, they're at a simcha, Shabbos, whatever, somebody else making a maitzi, ask them, please do me a favor, have me in mind when you make your hamaitzi, and they have you in mind, and then like this, you're good to go. You have the bracha of hamaitzi, you yaitzi with their bracha. They have you in mind. You listen to their words that they're saying on their hamaitzi, and they have you in mind, and you have a mind to be yaitzi with their bracha, and that is good. Also, so that's another way of getting out of it if somebody said the wrong bracha on the bread. Just like if they're not sure if they made a bracha bechlal, but even if they said the wrong bracha, also to try and listen to the hamoitzi from somebody else. Okay, so now the same thing. Let's say again, there's nobody else in the area. I made a shahakal, I made a mizonas. There's nobody else. I didn't catch myself. So what should I do? Good. I took a bite. So there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, interesting, in the Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim, Chelek Dalet, brings down the Piskei Tshuvos, brings this down. Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem, the first, in Ois Aleph, Simen Mem Ois Aleph. And he brings down, again, the same thing. Somebody made a mizonos on something that's a shahako, but the bottom line is they made a mistake. So Moshe says one thing to do is also that to go outside, let's say do an act of shinoi makam in a case where you could. By bread it's not going to really help you, but it we'll talk about it where it will help you if it's less than a kzais. But let's say shahakol. So he says go outside, change places, go into the street, and like this you're causing yourself to make another bracha. Let's say you made the wrong bracha on something that's a shahakol. So you go outside, you take, but lemaisa, the bottom line is if you made a bracha, says Rav Moshe over there, if a person made a bracha and with the evid it's still okay, one should just take a bite just to make sure that it's not a bracha levatola. Right? That's what Rav Moshe says, that Rav Moshe says in the middle over there, again, it's in Simen Mem and Chelek Dalet, Archaim Chelek Dalet, Mikol Makim, Nir Lani Yizdaiti, says Rav Moshe, Shalai Yoichel Al Bracha, the Mizonos, or whatever the mistake was, you said the wrong bracha, like in our case, Mizonos, or Shahakol on the bread, so you made a mistake, but it's, but the evidence good, right? El Arak Chaticha, so he says, Shalai Yoichel, don't eat, only El Arak Chaticha et Katana, take a little bite to be make sure, right, you made a bracha, so, and you're Yoitza, but the evidence, so take a little bite, right? Take a little bite, but not more than that. Take a little bite, but not more than that. And then afterwards, he says, "Shurak b'diav shiyotza." Then you go outside. Let's say in the case of shahakol, whatever the case is. So to, in other words, to do something to make yourself having to make the right bracha, to make the right bracha, and the same thing would apply to us. Like we said last time, to make a person should bench, like we said last time, the same thing would be over here. And brings down the same piskechuvas, yafsik achilas, so they'd stop eating. You take a little bite to make sure that you had something because you made a bracha, but stop eating, make, say birchas amazon, and then you go ahead and, you know, you rewash again, like we said last time. He brings down if somebody went to the bathroom or whatever the case is. He, the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos say, brings down to take a little bit of a break in the middle if it's possible. But be it as it may, to stop eating. To, let's say you ate an egg's worth, you make berachas hamazon. If you ate at least a kezayis, by the way, an egg's worth is better, is lechatchila. But b'diavad, if you ate, he brings down an ochel kezayis. If you ate at least a kezayis of bread, then you have to bench. And then go ahead. Then you go ahead and rewash again, being matami your hands, like we said, or somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle, something like that. Then you come out, and then you can make a regular netilas adayim, wash again, and make the right bracha. And the same thing would apply that it's not, you're not making a bracha shein tzricha, like Rav Moshe brings down in the tshuva, that it's not a bracha shein tzricha because it's the harei hi tzricha. It's a bracha that's needed, kedei sheyuchal lechol lechatchila, in order that you'll be able to eat lechatchila with the right bracha, that you can eat the food, which is the bread or whatever it is that you made the mistake on, with the right bracha, which is what's supposed to be done. Okay, so we'll end off here. We'll talk next year. We'll talk about some other interesting ways to work around it. Brings down the Pesukei Teshuvos. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.